What's going on here?
Resistance is futile.
This.
Indeed you are, Paul.
Is.
It's in my head, Paul!
Fan Effect.
Well, it's time again because it's a Friday where we take a look at what to watch for the weekend.
Joining us now for a look at what's new in theaters and on streaming is Andy Farnsworth, host of The Movie Show every Friday on KSL News Radio.
Our big movie of the week is a sports-themed romantic comedy drama starring Zendaya called Challengers. She plays Tashi, a former tennis phenom whose career is cut short by an injury. Now she coaches and is married to Art, a tennis star who's been struggling on the court recently. She gets Art to enter a small tournament to hopefully get his mojo back, but unfortunately he ends up facing his former best friend and Tashi's ex, Patrick, in the final. This is billed as a steamy love triangle, but each character does things that are so selfish and unlikable that it really soured me as I watched it. When it was over, I felt like I disliked all of them and didn't care what happened to them. I'm not sure that's what director Luca Guadagnino was going for. I did like some of it, though. I give Challengers a B grade. It's rated R and is in theaters. Also in theaters starting this week, a new movie based on a true story called Unsung Hero. It's about a family who moved from Australia to the United States in the early 90s with little more than the clothes they had with them. Despite near constant setbacks, the family perseveres by combining faith, hard work, and willingness to accept the kindness and love of others. Members of the family go on to become award-winning singers Rebecca St. James and the duo King & Country, as well as filmmakers and media managers. This movie connected with me on a very personal and unexpected way. It's uplifting, inspiring, touching, all the ings. Finding out the main character is played by his real-life son only enhances the emotion. I recommend this to anyone who wants to feel good leaving a movie, and it's my pick of the week. Unsung Hero is rated PG. On streaming, if you like Sonic the Hedgehog movies from the past few years, there's a new series called Knuckles that you can check out. It brings back Idris Elba as the voice of the huge-fisted echidna, who's the epitome of a warrior. Also returning for the series is Adam Pally as the small-town deputy Wade Whipple, who needs Knuckles to help him achieve his potential so Wade can win a bowling tournament. I mean, this one's for kids. It has some funny moments and some interesting cameos like Christopher Lloyd, Stockard Channing, and Carrie Elwes, but you can see why this one's not a movie. It's rated TVPG. All 6 half-hour episodes are available to stream on Paramount Plus. Finally, a streaming series that I was surprised to enjoy as much as I did is called Dead Boy Detectives. If you remember the series Sandman on Netflix from a couple years ago, this is set in that same world that was created by Neil Gaiman. In it, two ghosts who've managed to avoid heading to the afterlife go around solving paranormal mysteries involving demons, sprites, witches, etc. They team up with a human psychic to be even more effective. It's basically Supernatural combined with the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew, but for grown-ups. It's actually quite entertaining as long as the subject matter isn't a turn-off for you. If you liked Sandman, I think you'll like this one too. It's rated TVMA. And Dead Boy Detectives, all 8 episodes of Season 1 are available to stream on Netflix. With What to Watch, I'm the Movie Show's Andy Farnsworth for KSL 5.
And for more from Andy on these movies and everything else coming to screens, big and small, check out the weekly KSL Movie Show podcast. It's available on the KSL Plus app, KSL News Radio app, or anywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for watching. I hope you and your family found this review helpful, and I invite you to check out my other in-depth reviews of movies and streaming TV shows on KSLTV.com. I'll see you there.